Hey, this is Megan Rapinoe,
and I'm Sue Bird, and you are now listening to the latest episode of
A Touch More.
We've decided to turn our crazy IG live show into a podcast for your listening pleasure. Enjoy the show.
Yo, man, it's a lot of brothers out there flaking and perpetrating this shit.
Welcome.
What's up, everybody?
This week's episode of A Touch More.
We back.
The number one rated Instagram live show, according to no one. Got a big week. Got a big episode.
So obviously it's...
Excited.
MJ night. The early years. Like the 80s.
Early years.
Like college, headed into the NBA, rookie
gold,
year.
Gold chain.
Someone was clearly inspired
by the
documentary.
I did my best to look, you know, baldish, I guess. Get that slick back look.
So that's our playlist today. We got some 80s rap for you.
Mm-hmm. Quick housekeeping. As you can see, we have a little bit of merch to announce.
Oh, hey!
As you know, we have been partnering with Hunger Not Impossible to donate meals to kids and families in need who are either food insecure or struggling through this COVID time. So all the proceeds from these shirts are going directly to Hunger Not Impossible to feed kids. So get yourself a shirt. Everything goes to feed these kids.
They're pretty dope too.
I mean, they're pretty nice.
The niece cuteness. It's time.
Bless them.
They came through again.
They came through.
Ladies and gentlemen.
All right. I always do.
We can go real fast because listen, we got a special guest. I know you guys know. She's coming on like very soon. And so this is just from Alex, a real quick self-portrait of herself.
Yeah.
She loves me.
She's doing great. She's happy.
This is also from Alex, another. I asked her who it is. She said it's her. It's her. And it's for me. And she still loves me. I love you, Aunt Sue. You are the best. Alex, I love you.
We did tell them, like, get to doing some stuff like this.
Arts and craftsy.
Yeah. We're going to need some high-level stuff, not just some written notes.
Hooked us up with some bling. Megan got her own. Yours is over there.
Oh, yeah. Oh, I thought you meant this bling.
No, I'm going to see if actually... This one Zoe made. Let me rock some Zoe for you.
Okay, I can get this in here. Boom. Niece cuteness. They're cute. They're super cute. They're hanging in. We saw them today. They're rocking and rolling.
Lastly, from Zoe, who I think writes Alex's notes, it's...
Yeah.
Can I get more almond milk? Oh, no, just... I'm sorry. Get more almond
milk.
Yeah,
I was like,
And then this was, the best thing about COVID-19 is seeing my mom and dad a lot. And the thing I miss is, this shocked me. School!
That's...
I guess that
I'm not
changed.
Even sure that's right.
I guess that
sure
changed. Right. Early on, she was like, eh. Now she's like missing school. And last but not least, we were on FaceTime the other day. And she goes, out of nowhere, Aunt Sue, I wrote it down. Aunt Sue, you were kind of famous before. But then when you met Megan, you got more famous.
Mm-hmm.
Like, where do these kids get this shit?
These are their glasses that I have commandeered for the night. And we're ready.
And we're ready. So should we really quick do a bicker of the week and then get
Diana on
here?
Let's dive right into that because...
Well, we had a fight, guys.
Didn't we have a big one this week?
Sure did. So
we had
some bicker. This was like a...
Voice raised
both go in timeout fight.
Yeah.
So, as you guys know, your experience, our Wi-Fi is, like, not amazing.
Not great.
And it actually, the way this apartment is set up, there's,
in
like...
the back room.
Yeah, there's, like, a back, and then there's, like, a bedroom. It doesn't work the minute you leave. So it's just this area. And something very popular right now is to be on a lot of Zoom calls, FaceTimes, IG Lives, you name it. So, without going into too much detail, we only have a couple minutes here. Basically, I feel as if Megan is hogging this area and not paying attention to when I might need the area as well. And then the one time where we were both in the area, she was doing like a interview series and I was doing
an IG
Live.
Shout out my re-team. Love you guys.
I was doing an IG Live. And it was just kind of like, listen, we're both going to be on. And it's like... It is what it is. Like, we're both gonna be on. We're both gonna be in the back.
I snapped at her one time, literally. No. Like
during the IG
live. It was like, if this was, my hand went off the screen in the live, and I was like,
gave me the, be the fuck quiet.
I didn't obviously mean it as a snap.
And I was just like, ignore. Yeah. So I've been holding that in.
Which, I'll get to that part.
So that was our, if I were to nutshell it, is that fair? So I felt as if, and then Megan felt like, well, if you need the space, you should tell me. Is that like a fair...
It got pent up, and she was doing her video in the back room because apparently I was hogging the front room, even though I didn't know she needed it.
You were hogging it just like FaceTiming to your friends. It wasn't even like a thing.
That's true.
Don't be wrong, you had a thing. Okay, you go.
I also went back, and I didn't really know exactly what was going on, but I went to the bathroom, flushed the toilet. That fucked up the video. I didn't know that. So then she came out.
Flushed the toilet.
I was trying to figure out, like, is she pissed? I could tell she's pissed. Is she pissed because of the video? Is she pissed?
I had to do it over.
I don't know why. Cheers. Anyways, I was like, listen. If you need the front room, you need to tell me. I don't know exactly when you need, what you need, and, you know, all the time. I didn't know.
I know. You didn't know.
You let it build up.
In the moment, I didn't want to hear that you didn't
know. You are the most considerate person in the world.
I'm not.
No. I wouldn't say you're
considerate. I'm more flighty. No. Yeah, you just kind of, like, live. And I'm, like, way more in my head.
Yeah.
Clearly.
Anyways, it was a raised voice. We had to take a minute. I felt like it took 2 days to recover. Sue said it took one. We'll just leave it at that. Yeah. We're fine now. We kissed and we made up.
And now, the newest guest to our Touch More. A 6 foot when wearing shoes, rookie to the gram. Hailing from Chino, California, but repping Italy, Argentina, and her least favorite, America. Diana, she doesn't eat meat. Sarasi!
But I do drink wine.
Cheers. Boops.
Nastarovia.
Lahayim.
What?
Oh, I didn't know Lahayim from the show we watched.
Yeah.
Did you watch Unorthodox yet?
I did. Yeah, I sent it to you.
I think you told me to watch it.
Yeah, I didn't watch it though. I just watched the trailer.
Oh, you got to watch it. It's good. You'll love it. So how's quarantine life?
Oh, man. I mean, isn't this weird? This shit is weird.
This shit is weird. It's the weirdest.
We actually saw people today, and I didn't know whether to say hi.
Yo.
I say hi to...
She says hi to everybody.
I'm so annoying.
No, your problem is you didn't know if you needed to, like, grab their face and kiss them.
It's so hard. It's hard. It's hard.
Weird.
It's hard.
I know, you're kind of like, hey!
You know?
Megan's not down with the East Coast. Like, you don't have to say hi.
People here are so just... I won't even say rude because it's not rude. It's just a different culture. But I'm like, hi! Like, we're literally passing each other in the hallway. Like, what's up? You know?
It's not how it is out here.
It's like Russia. They really don't care.
They're doing their own thing.
They're doing their own thing.
Yeah.
Yeah, but it's been strange. I think everyone's starting to get a little cabin fever. Today we went for a drive and I was like, oh, you can feel the activity, you can feel people are out there, like you can tell people are just getting fed up with it. Like
it looks like it's amazing there regardless. But today, like, we went and sat on my sister's yard.
Yeah.
For like 2 hours. A couple of our other friends drove to the beach. Nancy, my mom, drove to the beach.
Nancy did?
Yeah. She was down these streets? Yeah. She doesn't get out, but they drive to the beach.
Yeah.
And then, Mike and Marie's pool opened. So they were, I feel like everybody today was the day.
Yeah.
Where I was like,
more like, I gotta get out. We can't.
Like, the weather changed a little bit and everyone's attitude was like, fuck it, I get it.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I'm gonna just drink bleach. I'm good.
I'm fine. I took my shot of bleach this morning.
It was good.
Had it with my eggs and we're good. And we just shared our bicker of the week.
Yeah, we have the bicker of the week.
Bickers of the week. You know
these, that little shit.
These little fights. What are your guys' bickers?
Yeah, what's your
big thing is like, so I usually do the laundry. Penny usually cooks. Penny does everything. We kind of, you know, we're havies on everything.
Penny does everything. We're halves.
We're heavies.
She always leaves tissue in her sweat.
No.
And I'm like, why can't you take the tissue out?
That's a problem.
Before I put it in the washer. And she's like, well, why can't you go through the pockets? I'm like, well, why can't you go through your pocket before you put it in?
That's a good one. I actually found an index card in my sweatpants today. Like a washed index card. I was like, that's a good one.
Everyone, so like we did a bot, we like went through all these fan questions, which we have a couple that we'll ask you specifically, but what's like your favorite, best, whatever you want to do, tell it, Russia story.
Oh, God.
You can go in whatever direction you want.
You literally lived in a country that you spoke to one other person, and to me, that was Sue. Mm-hmm. Like, and literally all we did was bounce a basketball, talk to each other, and fall asleep. Like, yeah. I mean.
And, like, eat pizza.
And, oh, my God.
With egg on top. So that's a good story. Okay, so we lived in this house that was kind of, like, far, and you had we had drivers, which was great.
Yeah.
But sometimes it was actually kind of difficult to like call the driver, then it takes an hour for him to come when you just want to go to the store to get like one or two things. So there were nights where we'd be like, all right, you open up the fridge, it was like frozen pizza and eggs. Go ahead.
Well, so in Argentina, this is what we do. This is one of the countries you mentioned that, you know, that's
for the motherland. Shout out to the motherland.
So we do pizza and then we boil some eggs and then, you know. You get the egg and you go.
You grate it. Yeah. You grate it up on the pizza.
You grate a hard-boiled egg on top of the pizza. And I'm telling you.
So bomb.
So bomb.
So bomb.
I mean, so bomb. Oh, and this was like, I can only imagine if it was like actual pizza. This was like frozen, whatever.
Not even.
It's so bomb.
And that became like a go-to.
Dude, the MJ doc.
Man. I mean, seriously, if you were like, if you were 13 to 20, when that was happening, that was like your whole basketball childhood.
Yeah.
Like I had every single moment, like you remember all these little moments and you could only snapshot them in your mind because you couldn't look at them like, you know, on Instagram, on Facebook. So literally, you can watch it live. It's like, you know. You know what I love about it the most? Imagine anyone saying what Michael Jordan was saying to Jerry Krause at the Gatorade cooler. Like, I loved it. It was like, now bullying and all. How could you say that?
Oh my God! They just shit on him.
They knew though.
The whole, I know, but it's like it's like no, we're not condoning like treating him like shit. But also, it's like he was being such an asshole to everybody. And I'm like, you have the best fucking thing in the world right now. Like you have the most popular. You're making the most money. You're winning championships. All you have to do actually is take a step back, and you're like, let him win as many championships as they want.
It's not the way it works.
Everyone knows the Jerry Krause though.
What's your favorite Jordan story?
So 1999. So Jordan, he does this fantasy camp every summer in Santa Barbara. I went as a camper in 1999. You know, high school player of the year. So kind of everyone knew who I was. You know, the counselor, all American college players. So the very last
day,
on the very last day, they play horse. So it's an around the world 10 spots. You got to make 10 in a row and make a free throw, and you win a free pair of Jordans. And I think 99. I mean, you Google it. It was like the Jordan 15. You know, you start on the baseline, 15-footer, knocked it down, elbow, easy, free throw, whatever, elbow, baseline, three-pointer, three, top of the key, three, baseline, three, I get to the free throw, I get up there, pop, free throw, pop, clank, free throw for a free pair of Jordans. And, you know, I was a 15, I was what, 16, I was like, oh, he's going to give me the shoes anyways.
Yeah.
So I walked up to him.
He goes, don't be a jerk.
He goes, nice try. And like didn't even break it. The smile. He goes, nice try. Next.
Oh no!
So
shoes?
Fast
no
forward shoes. A year. I'm at UConn. It's my. I just finished my freshman year at UConn.
Okay.
I go back that summer as a counselor, and he comes up to me, and I'm like, "Hey, Mike, how are you?" And he goes, "How are your free throws doing?" I'm just like, "This dude doesn't let go of anything."
Yeah. No.
This was a year later.
All right. So what do you? What do you, got to check in for us? What are you wearing right now?
I went West Coast. I went with some Chucks with the doctor.
I appreciate that.
The Woos. Shout out Dr. Woo.
What's up, Woo? I need some ink. What's up, Woo?
Oh, those are cool.
Those are sick.
Got a little bit right there.
Yeah, Dr. Woo is quite the sneaker collector himself.
Man, I love Dr. Woo.
Those are dope.
I know. Your collection is, it's like unknown. It's untapped.
Well, if I get drunk enough, I'll take you in the house. Hey, so do you think we're going to play basketball this summer?
Man, I don't know.
No.
You saw the thing where the NBA is opening up their practice facilities in cities where it's not as bad, blah, blah, blah. Or were they like, it's crazy. All right, before we move on, because we're going to hit you with some rapid fire.
Yeah, we got to rapid fire for this. I want to tell my Geno story, and then I want to know your best Geno story.
Yeah. So this was like a while back. I think it was, were they playing Notre Dame?
Yeah, like one of the
big
games.
It was like a big, like, in-season game,
yeah,
whatever.
I think it was Notre Dame.
It was a close game, yada, yada, yada. Gabby gets benched. Yeah.
Gotcha.
And I was like, this is some bullshit. I didn't turn this game on SNY to watch my favorite player. Or ESPN.
ESPN.
I didn't turn on ESPN to watch UConn to not watch my favorite player. Gabby Williams, shout out, number 15. So I was pissed. I tweet, free Gabby Williams. So then, this is months later. We're at the UConn practice facility. Sue's like doing some practicing there, whatever. I come in at some point, like during the practice, he comes over, we're just chatting, blah, blah, blah. We're like talking about like the kids. Obviously, like college kids are like wild. They go through all these ups and downs. So he's going through this whole thing. He's like, yada, 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 yada. And then he brings it back. He's like, yeah, you know, Gabby. He starts telling me something about Gabby and blah, blah, blah. And then he brings it right back. He's like, that's why I had to bench her that game. And, like, her head just, like, wasn't in it. And he literally talked to me for 15 minutes about this whole thing in the practice facility. And then he, right at the end, brings it back to Gabby about how her head wasn't in it. And then he just walks away. I was like, this motherfucker. He just got me so good on this. And I was like, anyways, whatever. You shouldn't put Gabby in. I'm a big Gina fan.
I mean,
big Gabby fan. Go UConn.
He was our guest speaker at the wedding, which she was too. And he would just shit on me for 5 minutes straight, which I expected. So if you guys have anything planned for the next year or two, let me know, because I'm going to get a speech writer.
I know. What did
I'm
I
gonna
say?
I'm going to do a straight up comedy.
Even at your wedding, I was like, I got to be careful, because if I ever get married, I'm fucked.
I'm doing all kinds of shit. I'm dressing up.
Yeah. Costumes.
Coach was a guest speaker, and I was like, oh, Coach is going to be great. He loves Penny. Obviously, he's, you know, he's basically part of our family at this point. He goes up there
and
pretty much shits on the Opals for 7 minutes straight with the Opal head coach sitting there.
Is there video?
No, we didn't do video.
Oh.
I know.
Yeah, he basically did.
And not only that, he brought his gold medal.
He brought his gold medal. Penny, like,
Penny
2004
balled
is a blur. Penny balled the fuck out. I was
Wait,
like, thank God she got four fouls.
Hey, but you know what was funny about that game? We were watching it. She was like, oh, I played like shit the whole game. And she was like, we lost by 20. I was like, are you sure?
See, memories, man. Because I didn't really, I knew that game was close. I remember that. There was like other details I remember, like not playing. But like otherwise, I couldn't have told you like who played well, who didn't, who balled out, who didn't. Maybe some of the people on our team. I didn't remember. Thank God Penny got four fouls.
I know. She was
like,
balling.
Legit. Penny was balling. And you know when Penny gets like that, you can't fucking guard her.
She was the only one balling.
I know. You can't guard her. I see what you did there.
Yeah.
All right. All right. We got some fan questions. You want to go?
Oh, yeah. Fan questions. Okay. From LizF956. How heavy were the pours of Ocean Vodka truly? We told this story last week about how you fucked me up and tried to embarrass me in front of my new love of my life. Embarrass
love,
myself.
Love,
I was excited to meet you and Penny and Marie, and I was nervous. How heavy were those pours?
Okay, look. Oh, God, so I'm going to break the second rule Penny told me not to talk about. She said, don't cuss and don't tell too many drunk stories. Here we go.
We already did it. We already told it. We're just referencing stories we already told.
Look, when I said we literally drank a village of vodka, we drank a village of vodka. That was just life. Look.
That's vacation.
Like, everyone has shit in their life that they wish they could redo. And everyone always asks, you know, if you were 18, what would you tell Diane? I'd tell her fat ass stop eating for one.
Put down the butter.
I'm like, damn, baby fat baller.
You're good.
You know, I made up with just being naive and wanting to play hard and loving the game. But, I mean, look, the first lunch we had, so it was with Dynamo Moscow. Sue and I and Tammy Sutton, Kamila Vadishkov, we're all on the same team. And after practice, you'd walk to this little restaurant. And, you know, the GM, the head coach, all these big wigs were there. And they had this beautiful bottle of water, which was vodka.
So I always tell people, a table setting in Russia is a plate, a fork, a knife, a spoon, wine glass, water glass, shot glass. That's like in the table setting.
So literally it was probably like 12:30. We're eating. Yeah. And then, you know, the first guy comes up and he goes, his name was probably Igor. And he goes, I'd like to thank Americans for being here in Moscow. Okay, little sip. Okay, good. We're done.
No worries.
Then Alexander comes up. Then Igor comes up.
There's like eight Igors at the table.
So and I'm just like, holy shit. So it's 1 o'clock and we're like 10 shots in.
You're hammered. Literally, no, this is a true story.
And not only that, this is when I told Sue something very important that day. What did I tell you, Sue?
I don't remember.
Pussycat dolls were going to be fake.
Oh.
And what happened?
Shout out the pussycat dolls!
Fucking I thought you were going to hit me with the five S's.
The four S's before the game?
The four S's. Before we get to the rapid fire round, KLM 18.
Oh, yeah.
Most memorable tech you've ever gotten. I would say of all the times you've been ejected, my phone would be like, bling, and I'd open it up, and it'd be D taking a selfie in the locker room, like, well, this happened. Oops.
I don't know, but there was one where I got ejected, so it was at home in Phoenix, and I went into the kitchen, and I ate 100 little powdered donuts. And I was just like,
fuck it. All right, we got one more fan question for you. Oh, another finger. Okay, Jacob_Bullock. Okay, your WNBA Mount Rushmore. You can't put yourself on it, and you can't put Sue on it, obviously. Because I would have taken up two of the four already.
So my center would be Lisa.
Lisa Les.
Lisa Leslie.
She was good, man.
She was so good.
So good.
So my four man, which is difficult. You know, the four is that tricky position. I got to go with Tina.
Tina, I knew it, yeah.
Yeah, Tina is a dog. Like, there's certain people that never get mentioned with, like, the greatest of all time or the best players of all time. Literally, I would have to say, there's other people. But Tina, when she was at her prime, that is the best player I've ever played with.
Tina. The little shimmy turnaround.
And she was just got him. Like,
this is Tina Thompson, by the way. Just
she
for,
was
like,
smaller than everyone. She like people think Steph shot from far away.
Tina
shot from far away.
Yeah, Tina didn't care.
The OG
ring. Nothing new under the sun, ladies, as we all know.
Yeah. Well, Dee always says that Steph Curry highlights are just WNBA highlights. Yeah. I've seen that.
I used to do
all right,
that.
So those two. All
right, Lisa, Tina.
Okay, I'm gonna shout out my girl Cheryl Miller.
Okay. Oh, good one.
That's a good one.
She wins a gold medal in 86, tears her knee, has an ACL, never plays again.
Yeah, I didn't even know that.
That's bizarre to me.
Yeah.
That's far out.
She never played again. An ACL, that's like, now it's like 6 months of rehab.
Yeah. My next door neighbor, Debbie Rosenbach.
What?
I'm not kidding.
Debbie.
I will never forget this. Tore her ACL. So yeah. Call me 10. I have no idea. It's like 1990. Tore ACL in high school. And it was like a massive scar down the side of her leg.
They like opened y'all up.
It like opened you up.
Kept you straight for
like
weeks.
It's not like obviously modern medicine. Yeah. Like the shit was like no joke.
All right. Nice. Cheryl.
Yeah,
Tina.
One more.
Lisa.
Mount Rushmore's just four.
Lisa?
You want to do a starting five? Let's do a starting five.
Yeah, do a starting five.
Oh, is there only four faces on Mount Rushmore?
That's kind of how it works.
Go figure, right? I mean, I would have to put Coop on there. Cynthia Cooper.
Okay.
For sure.
Those are your four? That's a lot of USC.
I know.
All
so
USC.
Maybe because that's the last thing I watched.
Dang. It's probably, it's fresh.
This is quarantine brain. You can't trust anything I say to it.
She got the quarantine brain?
That is for real.
All right, ma'am. It's time for the rapid fire. So Elena Deladon was just on Complex Sneakers. Who has a better shoe collection? You or her?
Oh, me.
Okay. Whose logo is better? You or Kobe?
Oh, my God. How great is that? How did you get my sneaker logo?
It took me a minute. Somebody's selling it on
eBay. Looks kind of similar.
Somebody's selling your shoe on eBay.
Looks kind of similar, to be honest.
Oh, my God. I mean, I'm going to go with...
Okay, fair.
You know, it's so funny. I just pulled those sneakers out today.
I still have my Seattle Storm ones.
Do you?
If I was in Seattle, they would have been on a... All right.
Hey.
Here we go. Favorite championship, 2007, 2009, or 2014?
14. Best team ever in WNBA history.
Oh, here we go. Would you rather... This is rapid fire, so I'm not going to get into it. Would you rather win a WNBA championship or an Olympic gold medal?
Right now?
Whatever.
Right now or like 10 years ago?
Right now.
WNBA championship.
Okay. If Leo ends up being a baller, will he play for Team USA or Team Australia?
Depends how good he is.
He's a baller.
He's a baller?
He's a baller.
USA.
Okay.
We want him to win, right?
All
right.
Here we go. Which U.S. women's Olympic team wins? 2004 or 2008? 2008 or 2012?
2008.
2008 or 2016?
16 was the best team ever.
2016 or 1996?
2016 was the best team ever.
Okay.
You had everyone in their prime.
I feel you. Ready? Fuck, marry, kill. Coach Auriemma, Sandy Brondello, Paul Westhead.
I probably... you guys have there must be some formula to this shit where it makes it real awkward real quick.
I'm so uncomfortable.
I'm so happy right now.
Okay. I'd marry Coach Auriemma. This is really fucked up.
Fucked up.
I would.
I'm dead.
I'd kill Westhead because he's old already.
Okay.
And then I'd fuck Sandy.
Okay.
Cool.
Yeah. That's cool. No, seems about right. Listen, you got to give an answer. That's how I feel about that game.
Tough choice. Yeah.
Like, who's anyone to judge me?
I feel you.
Nobody.
Who's your celebrity crush? We have 6 minutes to get through this.
It used to be Angelina Jolie when back in the day.
Back in the day.
Now I would probably say De Niro.
Okay.
So good.
Last time you kissed the boy. Just kidding. All right, MJ or Kobe?
Kobe.
Kobe or LeBron?
Kobe.
Kobe or Nick Van Exel?
That hurts. That's really hard for me.
I know.
Kobe?
Kobe or Messi?
Messi.
Messi or Maradona?
Maradona.
Maradona or Gabriella Sabatini?
Sabatini. I had the haircut, the mullet.
Damn, even Sabatini.
Sabatini or Ginobili?
Ginobili.
Ginobili or Jessica Taurasi?
My girl Jess watching.
Hey. All right.
Last famous person you texted.
You know what's so crazy?
This is rapid fire.
I've never told this story. Do you want to hear or not?
All right. Yeah. We have 5 minutes and then we're going to have to re-log in.
The night LeBron passed Kobe.
Uh-huh.
So the next morning I text LeBron. I said, congratulations. I mean, amazing. And my next sentence was, you know, Kobe's pissed.
That's a good story. All right, so the next question was, what did you say? So that answers that. Yeah. All right, Rat Face or Armand from Armenia?
Armand from Armenia, Rat Face, you anus.
If you had to play for another WNBA team, which would it be?
LA.
How many MVPs have you won in the WNBA?
Not enough.
How many?
One.
How many do you think you should have won?
Well, I should have won in 2014. We had the best team ever.
Uh-huh.
I mean, the year I averaged like 40, I should have won.
How many should you have won?
Probably three. You know who else has won, though?
Kobe. There it is. I can cheers to that.
Boom. Cheers to that.
All right. Who's the toughest defender you've ever faced?
Katie Smith, hands down.
You haven't played against me, though. I'm tenacious.
A fight breaks out.
You guys are the worst. You guys are little.
Yeah, they're all fake fouls.
So annoying. All right,
there's
a
fight breaks out.
There's a bunch of kings around.
A fight breaks out. What WNBA player do you want on your side?
Brittany Griner.
All right.
You guys seen the work.
You have to eat one. Baby chicken, steak, or blood sausage?
Blood sausage. I'm going to go hard.
All right, what's your go-to drink?
The vino.
Vino? All right, what is the only way?
I waited 14 years to open that.
That's crazy. Should have told us that at the start.
Dang.
What is the only way the Bundys fly?
First class or the Bundys don't fly?
Word. Right. Last but not least, what is your go-to karaoke song?
We're going to have to
be Guns N' Roses, Sweet Child of Mine.
Ooh, Guns N' Roses. I got like four of those shirts.
That's a good one. You know how this goes.
Prove it!
You know, there's one thing I don't remember words of songs. It's funny, like I remember plays of basketball, and I remember all these things, but like there's the songs I just don't remember. Like, yeah, I just don't remember. This is a fail. This is a big fail. This is a big fail.
So, Sweet Child of Mine. You know what's funny about that song?
Hit me.
Until CD players were no longer in cars. And you know me, I make these mixtapes. This is like my joint. So I had this one mix CD in my car always. So every time I drove to Key Arena, I kind of had like this thing where I'd go, this CD. And it would be like song number one to song number two. And then it was like song number three, because I live 5 seconds from Key Arena, was me pulling in the arena. And the way it worked out, every time I got in my car, if I didn't have people in it,
right,
it was always Guns N' Roses, Sweet Child of Mine. So like every time I pulled away, that's what was playing.
Look
so
at that.
Like, I'm so glad you picked it in some way. It's like, that's my like Key Arena song. R.I.P. Key Arena. It's going to be dope though when they build a new one.
So have you seen it? Have you seen Inside?
Just like the virtual stuff.
Man. Yeah. You know, if you get to play in Key Arena and I get to play in Talking Stick, that'll be a good
I'm hanging on for that.
I
want to finish my career there. I don't want to finish, no offense, I don't want to finish at UW or Angel of the Winds, even though they've been amazing, shout out, but I don't want to finish there. You want to finish at ASU? Is that where you're playing?
No, we're playing at the Coliseum downtown.
Okay.
The Madhouse on McDowell.
Who plays there?
Well, so that's what the Suns used to play back in the day.
Like Thunder Dan?
Thunder Dan, yeah. Charles Barkley, Kevin.
Dude, what is Thunder Dan doing?
Thunder Dan was the Grand Canyon coach, and he got the boot.
Yeah. When? Like recent? Or
yeah, like 2 months ago.
Oh, really?
They hired Bryce Drew, or Drew Bryce, whatever the guy called, Valparaiso. Is Megan making pizza with hard-boiled egg on top?
Honestly, as long as she was gone, as long as it would take.
Seriously, like, Megan did not eat that, knowing her.
I just poured us
the amount of vodka we've got going.
I just poured us what was it called? Ocean vodka.
I was going through my sister's pictures, and I went to her, like, 2018 Hawaii. I was like, it made me want to go back to Hawaii.
Really? I'm on the Cabo thing right now.
See, we were on the Cabo thing, and then, like, the last couple months.
Is like shifts?
Yeah, I think we want to go back to Hawaii.
All right.
Let's go.
I mean, we'll go with you, obviously. We'll go anywhere.
And I'm like, we'll go anywhere. I know. Actually, Allie Krieger, that was one of the questions. She was like, when are you, Penny, and Leo coming on one of our vacations?
For real.
Oh, wow.
Kids are welcome.
Kids are
not everybody's kids, but like your kid is welcome.
No, Leo's ready. He's
Leo is ready.
He's ready.
He's a little monster though.
Really?
He looks big
too.
Is he super tall? Is it just me, or is he like 4 foot taller?
No, he's tall.
No, so his birthday was March 1st, and we had a little birthday party with you know a couple of little friends and you know
pre-pandemic
comes up to Penny, goes, oh, Leo's turning 15 today because he's so big.
He's so tall, dude.
Yeah, he's tall shit.
They're like, Leo's turning 15 today.
Motherfucker is so tall.
He's so cute.
His little button nose.
Oh, he's cute.
He looks just like Penny.
Exactly. Like,
I mean,
we'll go
exactly
back and
like Penny.
Old pictures.
Yeah, the Taylor gene is strong.
Oh, it's strong. So Taylor gene is strong.
So Taylor, like, traps. Like, today he was walking.
I know.
He was just running around, and he was like, world
little muscle body. Penny was one of those who like never lifted a weight.
Yeah.
But was just like that inner strength.
Yeah.
So cool. I've been working my ass off for the last, I don't know, it seems like 2 years of rehab.
Yeah, month and a half. Yeah. I know.
So
how's your
when
back?
This quarantine thing happened, we're like, all right, we got a Peloton. I know you guys have one. We got some power blocks, a bench, bands. We're like, I have to still do like act like a professional athlete somehow. Right?
Yeah,
and then Penny's like, all right, cool. Like, I'll get on the Peloton. I'll start lifting a little bit. Like, a week in, I was like,
what's this bullshit?
Like,
no, that's Penny.
Just, like, working
it's that
so
natural.
Hard for, like, a little cut here. And Penny's like, eh! And just ripped.
You have a cut?
I don't know.
Let me see it. Let me see it.
Which cut you want to see?
Let me see it.
You want to see a slip pick?
It is hard though. Like this whole working out.
No, it's awful.
Oh, was there a joke in there? This whole working out. It's like every day I'm kind of like, yeah, this is great. This is great. And I'm like, what am I working out for? What am I doing this for?
I'm just like,
it's like
for my health.
I'm doing it for my health. And then
it's
like these.
It's like these ebbs and flows. Like so, three days ago I was like, Apple Music, Dr. Dre Essentials. I was in there like killing myself. And then yesterday I was like, piano essentials, and I was just like, band words.
Well, I think we know the difference there.
Peloton, I'm having a situation with Peloton because
Megan's not feeling.
You don't like it?
No,
she likes
it. It's just like I suck at it. Like I'm bad.
And like,
there
I can't,
is
I get
good or bad.
That's what I was trying to say. It's like,
yeah,
you're little, like, it's all based
until you have other scores that you're comparing with. And I'm just like, you know what? I'm an elite athlete. I'm a multiple time champion. I should be able to do better, and I can't.
Multiple time champion.
I feel like
bring that up to highlight the fact that I'm so shit on the Peloton.
This is exactly what I think to myself when I'm riding the Peloton. I'll be like, Hootie's going to kick my ass. Like, whoever's going to, Brad, shout out Brad, has better scores than me. And I'm like, but can you chase me in floppy? Probably not. So I'm good. I'm happy.
That's true.
Can you guard me in a down screen? No fucking way.
So,
so I'm good. I'm happy.
Right. My freshman year in high school, I ran the mile in what, like 14 minutes?
No.
Your like, time's only gonna get better. I would get excited for the mile. I would be ready to go. And then I would line up and I'd put
excited.
One foot forward.
I would be like vomiting in school.
And then
like,
I would be like, I lose.
Yeah. I hated the mile.
And I would tell coach, you go, oh, your mile's terrible. I'm like, yeah, but no one can fucking play basketball. So what does it matter? Like,
you can't guard me in floppy. That's
and you know,
saying.
Sue, what do I always say? You can't have it all. I've been
trying to tell someone
the other day, you can't have it all.
You can't have it all.
You know, you can't have it all. You can't have it all. You can't be the best shooter, and the best dribbler, and the best passer, and the most athletic motherfucker. You can't be the prettiest. You can't have the most
You can't
mom.
Have it all.
You can't have the nicest house. You can't have it all, people.
No, you know what I remember about that? So D and I have actually, like, only played, I should say only because we were in Russia for so many years. We really don't play one-on-one. But we played, there was like one day where we played one-on-one. And there was like, we played a couple games, like messing around. Yeah, yeah. And I remember I was like, if I, cause like she would make a move and I'd be right there, but she would just rise right the fuck up, like right over me and bop. And I was like, if I was only taller, and then I would do something and she'd be, whatever. She'd be like, well, if I was only quicker,
you
can't have it all.
You can't have it all.
And I was like, that is so true.
You can't.
You can't. You can't. I know. So funny. If we were dudes, we probably would have been playing one-on-one every day. I know. Yes. My favorite thing about the WNBA is like...
Oh, I love picking on.
When you come in,
yeah,
it's like, it'll take the league, like a month. Like every team, it takes them like a month. You play against a rookie, they get off a little bit, they get to do what they normally get to do. And then after about a month, it's like blood in the water. Everybody just, they check you out, they see what you're up to, and then the scout report is just like... Take this away, take that, and then that's when you find out what you're made of. Like that is, to be honest, my favorite thing about the WNBA.
It's now looking back on it. Every time you play rookies, you just want to fucking kill them.
And you know, that was my advice.
And it's like,
seriously,
and it's not necessarily like
because it's so easy.
It's just physically punking them.
You already beat them up here.
I was gonna say it's this mental bullying that takes place right before the ball goes up.
Yeah,
like. And it happens in different ways. It happens in like, oh, you had such a great senior year. I'm about to bust your ass right now. Oh, that's great. Bye. Like,
yeah.
2004, when I was a rookie, we played Seattle at home and it was preseason. And you know, I'm a rookie. Like, I don't know. I'm still in UConn mode. Everything's important.
I remember this.
I think we beat Seattle by like 25 in the preseason. We're waving towels. We're like.
You were waving the motherfucking towel.
We are going to be
the
champions
this year. You're so hyped. I like that though.
I'm like, I don't even know. I don't know who's on the other team. I don't know.
You were in UConn mode. Yeah, you didn't realize.
It's me, Katie Christensen, and Anna DeForge, and we're nice.
But nice.
Too bad we're playing against Jane Doe and John Doe. We're playing in Macedonia for the next 8 months, and we'll never play in the WNBA ever again.
Yo, you guys, I actually vividly remember that.
And you, and
not
we're
to like,
back to
not
the
to
game,
like,
you were like,
no, I know, not to like,
happen.
Whatever. So like we end up winning that year,
yeah.
Just to give you, but like that preseason
game,
But that preseason game, they did. They won by like 25. The U.S. smashed us, and
classics.
They were fucking. You were hype as fuck. You were like, I won in UConn. I win here, no problem.
Come on, fuck these bitches up.
Although Megan asked me the other day, like, what was your like, welcome to the WNBA moment?
Yeah,
and I'm like, I don't think I have one.
I know, I was trying to ask you, I'm like, who busted your ass? And she, you know, she's so humble.
No, it's not about that. It's more like, I'm a point guard. Like, if I was like, we'll say Jewel Lloyd, right? You're a two guard, you're like a two, you're coming in, you got a guard, you got a guard. Angel McCautry, you got to guard.
Yeah.
Maya Moore, you got to guard all these people, you're going to get your ass busted.
Right.
I came in the league, I had to guard point guards who like, don't get me wrong, like, I'm sure Tisha had like amazing games against me, but not in the way of like 20 points. That's not how it was going to come. It came in like other ways. So I never really had that like welcome to the
Did you have the welcome to
I mean, I had it. I probably had it with every time we played Elena because we were 1-2 coming out of Duke.
Oh, yeah.
You know, that was like an instant rivalry. We played the same position. And then obviously Cheryl Suits was still in the league. That was like an instant, like, okay, she still wants to prove she's.
That's what I said.
It was probably Delisha.
Yeah.
I think Delisha made it her job to make sure, like, look, motherfucker, this is a definitely grown ass women. And I was like, all right, let's fight.
Okay. She has that chicken wing, though. I hope so. She has that chicken wing. Oh, I love the chicken wing. And our sport is so different. I feel like even if I'm up against someone good, like, because I'm a forward, I just like hack them.
What do you mean?
I'm just like, hack, foul. I'm like, I'm not trying to like prove that I can like D you up or anything. I'm like, I'm just going to hack you.
You're a forward.
Yeah. I'm like, if you're just going to get by me, I'm just going to hack you.
Yeah.
I do that too.
Yeah. Well, I don't know. Sue was always like, who's a good defender? I was like, there aren't.
Well, that's why I asked you.
They're really good foulers.
There are. What'd I tell you?
There's professional foulers.
You want me to name some?
Professional foulers?
Yeah.
Okay. So every time you name one, I'll drink.
Oh. Pull up the WBA roster. I mean, I can only think of one right now. Would you say Delisha Milne's in that category? Okay. Would you say Elena Beard is in that category?
Ooh.
You're drinking if it's a professional
If it's a
valor?
Professional bower.
I'm going to drink on everyone. You know I'm
She's got the bottle and a funnel. All right, ready?
Like, literally.
Tanisha Wright.
Tanisha's a bulldog, man. Tanisha's in like that Katie Smith, like, you know. Oh,
that was going to be my next one. Can we quickly sidebar to Katie Smith in the half up, half down, hard part, bangs in the front. That shit was so lit.
You know what?
Can we
She'll drop 40 on your ass.
Yeah, and she'll fucking drop 40. And
that
she was
that,
lit.
It was the 2000.
I was
the 2000 game they showed.
This she fucking was, hairdo is fire.
She was caught off guard by that.
Katie was underrated.
Oh, for sure. Katie. She just kind of fell in that, like, in-between generation thing. So underrated.
Katie was such a good backer.
Katie was
so good.
They never talk about her when they do, like, you know, the ESPN top 20 greatest basketball players.
It's true.
And whatever. But, like, people who play, if you know, you know.
You know. No,
like,
she was.
Everyone who played basketball know Katie Smith, like, oh, shit. It was going to be such a long day on both ends.
Yeah.
Were you just
Yeah, it's true. It was both ends.
Oh.
That was the difference. First of all, she could have just been, like, elite offensively and it would have been fine. But the fact that she was elite defensively put her on, like, a – and you're right, she doesn't get the
– She never gets the props. She'll be the first to tell you.
I appreciate that. Speaking of clumsy segues, you could be our number 9.
Oh,
I told you, I'm Zlatan-like.
Could you or could you not? You got the nose.
The same
You got the nose. You got the slick back bun.
Just let a little hang out.
You got the
on the bottom. On the bottom.
Confidence.
Saggy nut.
The saggy nut. Yo, you got saggy nut in that Olympic
game.
That
fucking game.
I was dying.
Oh,
I was like,
through you.
I was dying. I was like, yo, she doesn't know what to do right now. Her bun is saggy. She doesn't know what to do right now.
I've never seen it.
You did. That was funny.
You know what's so funny? In the 2004 game, I should have played more. In the 2016 game, I should have played less.
I didn't finish I fell asleep on the 2016 game. I didn't finish it.
I mean, we beat.
I was happy to be alive
that
day. I was happy to be alive that day.
I heard the after party was good.
You know, it's so funny about that. You two were talking at a tall table. And I know Sue so well. And I called her and I was like, Sue, step away from the table right now.
Yeah, that happened.
I was like, leave the table right now. I didn't know much about you, Megan. Like, I mean, you know, it was 2016.
That was happening. It was early.
Yeah, like, you know,
no, I got warned.
And I was like,
my good friend Dean.
You need to leave that table right now. You need to leave that girl alone. Because before that, I went and asked.
You said, though, was get away from the table. And I said, okay. And then about 5 seconds later, I was like, man, I'm back. And she's back.
I so did. I was like, man.
Yeah, you were like, get away from that table.
Here it goes.
I was like, she's cool.
We try.
So, Megan, what's been your favorite team you've played on that hasn't won first place in any tournament you played on?
This is your go-to. It's a good question, though.
Oh, man. Favorite team
that you haven't won a gold medal or won first in the Diamond, the People Cares Cup.
The PPC. People's Care. PCC. Is that an inside joke?
That's not an inside joke.
Funny.
She just came up with that now.
It's fucking hilarious. It's gotta be my plug tooth. It's gotta be like it was like 2014-15 club years. Like, we were so good. We literally fucking crushed everyone. We were undefeated. I think we had like one tie in 2014. Killed everyone. Lost in the final. Tragic.
Fuck you,
Lauren Chaney and Blacko and A-Rod and everybody.
No, they beat you.
2 years in a row. Yeah, it was. Yeah, they beat
best
two
player,
years in a row.
Best player you've ever played against?
Oh, Marta. Not even. It's
really?
Yo, you remember?
It's
in 2004. Speaking of, we went to the final.
It's a hands down.
We were like 11.
Crossbar.
Yo,
yeah.
We went to the final in Greece. That was the. I mean, listen. When you go to a game and there's like a lot riding on it, it's always going to be good. That game, Brazil was just like cha-cha-ing on them.
That was probably.
They were just dancing all over us. And like, thank God we
2004
won.
2004 was
crossbar.
Their best team, but.
No, 2004.
I think 2004 was their best team.
Saw some dancing with the ball on the field.
Oh,
and we were like, holy
it was insane.
Shit.
Marta is like so much better than anyone. Like, Birgit Prince was dope. I mean, there's players now, but like, Marta's like, literally like
so
much
good.
Better than all of us at any time.
Really?
Like, her foot
she
skills
so
amazing
good.
Her speed amazing, her like goal scoring, but her ability to take over a game, she was just like everywhere all the time.
Thanks.
It's actually unfortunate about Brazil. I feel like 2004 and 2008 in particular, those two Olympics and like the World Cups kind of in between, Marta was in her prime, Cristiano was in her prime, Formiga unbelievable. They had another forward. I'm fucking forgetting her name. So they were just like phenomenal, but they just like have such a lack of resource. They never they never trained enough. They never like were just like together enough to like get it fucking together. They never were never paid. They never had the resource. Blah blah blah. Those two teams, 8 and 4, were like ridiculous. I mean, you guys saw it in 4.
Yeah.
And then 2008, again, it was just like, they were never, like, fit enough because they were never training enough.
Scored, and it was like,
man.
Yeah.
Who's the best American player ever?
Ooh.
Michelle Akers with the mullet?
Player. I think it is Michelle Akers.
Ooh.
Yeah.
You think so?
She was so well-rounded, so ahead of her time, so dominant. I mean, Mia Hamm, unbelievable. Like, Abby, unbelievable goal scorer.
Right.
For me, Lauren Chaney was one of the most talented players
Shout
we ever
Chaney.
Had. Shout out Chaney. Like,
so that
game just got to be played today. Mrs. Holiday. I mean, she was ridiculous. She never even got to, like, play her best position. She was
so
that unbelievable. And let's keep it real. Hope was one of the best players.
No, Hope's a G.
Man, Hope was just off the chain, huh?
No, like, that game was on today. They're 2015.
But we'll just leave it at that.
Smashing of Japan was on today.
Yeah.
Damn. It's so when we talk about sports and players, and I'm like, when it comes to basketball, like, if you're gonna limit yourself to just playing in the WNBA, there's so much basketball personally that you're not gonna tap into. Like, I know we talk about our Russian experiences a lot. Man, I learned more playing over there.
Yeah.
Not necessarily skill-wise, or I learned a new move.
No, but you're just in the fire all the time.
Man, that was just, you're just in the fire,
fighting,
man. And they don't give a shit who you are. They don't care if you're Rapinoe. They don't care if you're Cheryl Swoop. They don't care if you're Sue Bird.
Yeah.
They don't give a shit about if you're Marta. Like, and that's why you always see all these, even in soccer, you see all these guys go to the Premier League, and you're like, well, they fucking suck there.
They suck. Yeah.
They don't care. It's
There's so many players. There's like so many times you go overseas to play a game. It's not even against a good team.
It's
whenever we play international like games all the time. And like some random ass player who frankly is a little overweight and doesn't even look athletic, busting your ass.
Yeah.
And you're like, what the fuck? Where the fuck did you just come from? Like, you got the best touch.
It's
like,
true. There's going to be someone.
You just bust me. Like, you got this little feint going on. Like, you lose. Like, there's a specific kind of game that's played in this country.
It's like, listen.
For whatever it is. Like, basketball, soccer, whatever. And then you go everywhere else. And, like,
it's like the WNBA.
So many different people are playing.
Best talent. To win a WNBA championship, that shit is hard. There's nothing harder in my experience. Like, there's nothing harder. You gotta grind. It's a grind. It's like you lose sleep type grind. But when you're in Europe, the difference is like, I don't know. It's like you would go on the road just for like a regular season EuroLeague game, and it was like intense. intense. Like a kind of intensity that like you don't really see in any other place. I actually miss it. If I would, like, I'm not even fucking bullshitting right now. If there's one thing I miss, not the finals, not the Final Four, those are easy. That's like
those
easy
random games.
Your random EuroLeague game. It's just like you're in Tarbes. You're way better. But it's gonna be a fucking dogfight. You're in the
former Soviet Union.
Say I'm Tupac, right? And then we fly to Hungary, and it's classical. So Tupac goes to Hungary and has to learn classical in 40 minutes.
It's like a new style.
Yeah. And then Tupac goes back to Russia, plays against other Tupacs, beats the shit out of them, and then Tupac has to fly to Italy and play against Eros Ramazzotti.
No, I feel you.
You played at Gala and Fenner, right?
Yeah.
Tell us about like some of the craziness that you experienced at. Because obviously in the soccer world, like that shit gets
so
fucking crazy. It's flares. It's riots. It's like, it's so much bigger than soccer. It's political. It's religion. It's everything. So like you played at both. Like what's the deal? Tell us.
Well, and I know that very well because in Argentina, I'm from Rosario. So I'm a Central fan. And then Newell's Old Boys is like, that's our enemy. Like,
yeah.
Colors, territory.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like
the whole deal. Yeah.
So I go to Turkey to play with Penny in Fenerbahce. So we have a great team. We're undefeated in EuroLeague. We're undefeated in Turkish League. Like, you know, Turkey's an amazing place. The club's amazing. We go to a
I've heard that everyone who ever says they play in Turkey is just like, this place is unbelievable.
It's
amazing food. It's beautiful. Like, the people are gorgeous, like everything. It's just like, the whole culture is amazing.
And, you know, after being in 5 years of the Siberian winter, like, you know, it's January and I'm
having kebabs. People don't rave about Russia. They just don't.
It's January and I'm having kebabs on the Bosphorus.
What was your bodyguard's name?
Which one?
Your bodyguard.
Big bro. So I play in Fenerbahce, and my timeline might be completely off right now, but I think it's mid-January actually, and we go to a men's game, and they just open up a huge arena. I go to a men's game, and the GM comes down, taps me on the shoulder. She was like, the president of the club wants to talk to you, and you know some of the people from the federation. I was like, cool, we're undefeated in EuroLeague. They probably want to give me a raise.
Word, I'll take a bonus. Word, I'll take a euro bonus. The president wants to talk to me. Only good things.
I get up there and he slides me a piece of paper and it said I tested positive for modafinil.
And you're like, and what the fuck is that?
What the fuck is I have no clue what modafinil is. It sounded like a character on DuckTales. So I was trying to go back to my life.
It really does.
Here comes modafinil.
You're like modafinil.
You're like, I love Disney. What the fuck?
Modafinil. That's ridiculous.
Literally. I have no clue what this is. So, man, then from then on, the next 2 months were probably the worst two. No, actually, no, I'm lying to you.
No,
it was right before Christmas because I flew home for Christmas. And when I got home for Christmas, it went, you know, ESPN ticker, bam, all red.
Yeah, yeah, I remember that.
And I was like, what? This is worse than my DUI. I'm like,
bitch is a cheat. We can handle her drinking, but bitch is a cheat.
That's right. Like, she's cheating. And I had no clue. So I got a Turkish lawyer first. And he goes, Diana, we just tell him you're guilty. You get 2 years. All good. I said,
fuck no.
What?
Yeah, we're like, no.
Hell no. So I was like, no, I'm not. I'm not going to say I'm guilty. Do I have a question for you?
Yes.
Would you rather be innocent in jail or guilty at the mall?
Guilty at the mall. This piss is coming right off. Look at this. Piss is washing right off. Wash this piss right off.
Well, at that point, I was going to be innocent in jail. I was like, I'm not fucking USADA, WADA, DMDADA, all that bullshit. Like, and you know, when we talk about all that, you know, their job is to catch people.
Yeah.
Their job is to catch people.
Yeah, totally.
Like, they're cops.
For real.
If they have no one to catch, they have no job.
Yeah. That's true.
So I was like, no, I'm going to fight this. So obviously I get together with Lindsay and we get a lawyer and this and that. I get the top, I get the top anti-doping agent lawyer that's been around forever. And he was amazing. So we test the lab that it was sent to in Ankara, this and that. We redo the test.
It's like worst nightmare shit.
So before that, there was five athletes that tested positive for modafinil from the same lab. It was two Division II basketball players and like a Division II soccer player, a Division I soccer player. But these motherfuckers were poor. So they were like, okay, I'll take my 2 years, eat some kebabs, get back at it. Ha, 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 ha.
This is pre Icarus. This is pre that like amazing documentary. I think it won an Oscar. Icarus, where they go through the, like, Russian Russian doping, like everything. This is like pre doping scandal.
You mean Icarus?
Yeah, Icarus. I honestly.
Is that what I say?
Yeah, it's Icarus.
I actually fucking said Icarus because I thought that was how it was. God damn it.
I was going to say anything.
I knew it was Icarus.
I was like, Icarus.
Shit.
Icarus. It was 2011. So if it went through, I had to sit out 4 years of WNBA. Actually, no, I'm lying.
Yeah. Well, no, it was like reset.
Yes. So I had to sit out 4 years of all European FIBA basketball, which included the Olympics, the World Championships, any money I would make overseas. Yeah. And every time I would play in the WNBA, the 4 years would
reset. The clock starts over.
And
yeah,
I was like,
shit's crazy.
I'm going all in on this shit. So I spent fucking $250,000 on reporters and fucking lawyers and chemists and biochemists and this and that. And I was like, you have to be kidding me. Like, I had to go to, you know, CAS and all that shit, the Court of Arbitration of Sport in Finland or wherever the fuck it's at. And, you know, no matter what, whenever you go overseas, thinking's different.
Shit's wild.
You don't know. The thing that pained me the most, not to, like, cut you off, is there was, like, assholes who it was like, no wonder. Yeah. And I was just like, are you fucking serious,
fuck you guys,
bro? I remember, man, you were, like, in a dark, not a dark place, in, like, a fucked up kind of way, like it's understandable, but you were like in a bad place.
It was crazy because literally I didn't hear anything for like 2-3 weeks. I had no clue what was gonna go. I didn't know if I was gonna play the WNBA, the Olympics, if I was ever gonna play in FIBA and EuroLeague again. Like I had no clue. And one morning I'm snoozing, I roll over, I get my text, and Lindsay goes, "You're free." And I was just like, free of what?
That was how you found out?
Should I call us?
And by the way, the other untold story, you mentioned it a little bit, but the other untold story is, like, because D, like, had the means, fought it, he fucking saved, like, how, I don't know, like, 3-4 other people.
And not only that, that lab got shut down completely.
Yeah.
And then from then on, every single test from women's basketball was sent to Cologne, which is the main.
What happened with your test, though?
It was, like held at the wrong temperature.
What happened with the... Yeah,
oh, there was so many things.
It was
wrong temperature. There was no chain of custody from the gym to the laboratory to FedEx, the Turkish FedEx. And then, you know, at the time it was at Fenerbahce. So they were like, oh, Gala tainted it. Gala stole it.
Yeah.
You know, there was all these rumors going on. And, you know, at that point, Sue knows, Turkish media is like the most gossipy thing ever.
There was one time I was playing in Russia. You sent me a picture. It was a picture of me in the Turkish media talking about, I don't even know, like, oh, Sue Bird, seen at the club. Yeah. I was like, I'm in Spartak.
They're like, Sue Bird in Istanbul, ready to sign with.
Yeah, it was like, what?
Yeah, that shit was wild.
Okay, so the next year, Penny stayed in Fenerbahce, and this was early in our relationship, and I was like, well, if I go back to Russia, it's going to be hard for us to see each other. We were early in our relationship. Mm-hmm. We were in Vegas for a USA basketball camp. Lindsay was like, Gallus just sent you an offer. Literally, she came to the cabana in Las Vegas. She was like, do you want to sign this right now?
Because she was also signing Kara Lawson to something.
Yeah, and then Syl went to Gala and Tina went to Gala. So it was kind of like this little group effort to go to Gala. And I was like, you know, if me and my girl are going to stick together, I have to go. So Tupac, you know, he was rapping. He had to go to Turkey.
So that's why you went to Gala.
And then I went to Gala. And then, so before I got to Gala, they were like, you need to get a bodyguard.
Yeah, obviously,
Sue, you ready?
Yeah.
Girl.
That's what it was. Big girl.
Big girl.
I was like, I know something.
I had obviously a bodyguard for the next 2-3 months, and then every Gala Fenner game was just—it was just a mess.
When Gala Fenner play each other, they usually don't let the other team's fans in,
right?
So you play at Gala, it's just Gala.
Like I know that from the soccer. Right. It's like, but that's just fucking insane.
That year, Gala hosted what was the Elite Eight. It used to be the Final Four, or whatever. So it was like 8 teams go, and basically like playing for the championship.
Yeah.
So Gala hosted. And what happens? Y'all face Fenner in the, like, whatever, semifinals, quarterfinals. So they play him in the quarterfinals. So I go, and this is what I see. So basically, it's at Gala. They have a huge-ass arena. Let's call it, like, I have no idea, 10, 12, 15,000 people.
Yeah, whatever.
So on one, an arena's, like, round, right? So on, like, one half of one side is Gala fans, And then it's like police on the other side. Same thing. Police.
Like bright yellow.
No, no, no.
Like, are they
no, no, no.
bright yellow?
No, no, no.
Like pushing it up? Because that's how they do it at the Premier League game.
No, no, no. Space balls. Fucking round white helmets.
No, it's like
oh,
right
man,
here.
They got
it's
have
a round white helmet.
Wow.
It's
and
right
it's,
here.
And then the other side is Fenner. So they're totally separate,
yeah.
And they like let the Gallant fans in first, and then the fucking Fenner fans, and then so the game starts. The minute the ball, first of all, before the game even starts, it's like Simba, and then it's like I don't know what Fenner chants, but it's like chant, whatever. The ball goes up. The minute the ball goes up, toilet paper, like
everywhere.
1,000 rolls of toilet paper thrown on the floor. So now
everywhere.
They can't play.
Yeah.
So they gotta like get the toilet paper, you know, and there's like the poor little kid with the mop, like trying
that's
to get the fucking toilet paper off. So the toilet paper gets cleared. Then the game starts, and then it was just a series of shenanigans. It was coins, they light on fire, they throw them. So when the player goes to pick them up, it's hot.
It's hot, yeah.
And then it's like
flares.
Yeah, the flare guns.
Yeah.
And there's like what felt like it's not like actual fireworks. I mean, who knows?
Probably,
like, all of a sudden you would see, like, fire in the stands, and then that fire would come onto the court.
Yeah.
Like, somebody had a heart attack that day. So the way the game ends, and then what happens is
people have involuntary heart attacks and shit.
No,
like,
no, somebody really had a heart attack.
They're committed.
So, like, then they clear out the Gala fans, the Fenner fans stay, and then once the Gala fans are out, then the Fenner fans can leave.
Was that well?
Shit was wild. I was like, this is the best sporting event I've ever seen in my fucking life. Like, without a doubt.
Every time we played Fenner, we'd be warming up, and they
it's
had
so
a chant.
Wild.
They had a chant, and it'd go like, "Fuck you, Taurasi! Fuck you! Fuck you, Taurasi! Fuck you!" And a very Turkish, "Fuck you, Taurasi!"
Yeah, and that,
and it was like 20 minutes, and I remember I'd look over to Tina and Piff and Tisha.
It was wild,
and we would just die laughing.
You like feed on the energy.
Are we saying bye? All right, we
I'm
got,
good.
So usually, listen, usually we do, like, a send-off song. I feel like you guys are all going to know it. So usually we just, like, kind of, like, send it off. You're going to know it.
Enjoyed this week's episode of A Touch More, the number one IG live rated show according to no one.
We'll be back next week with a brand new show.
See you
bye.
Next week.